Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Great to have you on the program today. There's no doubt about it, every person who exercises regularly, whether an athlete or not, will have to cope with a lack of enthusiasm at one time or another. So how can you stay motivated to work out? Just do it was one of Nike's rallying slogans in the late 1990s, but sometimes it can be tough to live up to. In fact, every person who decides to exercise will face, sooner or later, a lack of motivation, boredom, or burnout with a fitness program. Our guest on today's This Week in America, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, is an expert in healthy living and high-level fitness as well as exercise motivation. In fact, she was the first fitness trainer in Los Angeles decades ago, and to this day, among other things, she still works with lots of celebrities and Fortune 500 leaders in her hometown of Brentwood in Los Angeles and worldwide to get and keep them healthy and fit. We'll find out her secrets on today's program to staying motivated to exercise and preventing exercise burnout. Back with us on the program, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Dr. Susan, welcome to the program. Looking forward to this. How you been?
Well, thank you. I've been well, and I love this topic because I think everyone can relate to not feeling motivated at one time or another about working out. So we're going to get everybody charged up to work out probably before the program's even over.
I am sure people will be leaving halfway through to go outside and jog through the neighborhood. We're basically talking about exercise motivation, 15 surefire tips to enjoy, enrich, and energize your workouts. Information, of course, at Dr. Susan's website, susansmithjones.com, and the topic of a new book of hers that we'll talk about here in a second. But let's start with the basics. Why is exercise fitness such an important part of staying healthy and staying youthful as well? Why is this so important?
Well, there's no doubt about it. All the patterns of modern living have channeled the average American into an increasingly sedentary existence. But we as human beings, Rick, we're all designed and built for movement, and we have not physiologically adapted well to this reduced level of activity. So we all need regular exercise, not only to develop and maintain an optimal level of health, but also if you want a more youthful appearance, mental clarity, high energy, strong muscles, endurance, flexibility of joints. It improves your immune system. It provides an outlet for job-related tensions or mental fatigue. It picks up your spirits. It aids in weight control. It helps your posture. And research indicates that much of the degeneration of bodily function and structure is associated, you know, that's part of premature aging, seems to be reduced if you have frequent participation in a vigorous exercise program. So this is what we want everyone to do who's listening today, to adopt a regular exercise program.
Boy, that's very convincing. And there are people, though, that you talk to that say, you know, I'm healthy, I eat right, I try to eat right, but I don't exercise a lot. Can you stay healthy without exercise?
Absolutely not. It is imperative. It's as important as good nutrition and getting enough sleep at night. You know, I'd almost put it right there at the top of the list. So you've got to make sure it's a non-negotiable practice in your daily lifestyle.
We're talking with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. We're talking exercise motivation, 15 surefire tips to enjoy, enrich, and energize your workout. Information available at our website. You can link on directly to Dr. Susan's website, which is susansmithjones.com. Number one on your list of 15 surefire tips is make a commitment. I guess that's where it all begins. How do you go about making a commitment? How do we start?
That's right, and this is the very beginning. If you want to succeed in anything in life, and especially with your exercise goals, you've got to be committed. You see, I hear people tell me all the time that they're committed to exercise, but, oh, I can't exercise for a week or two because I'm too busy. When you're committed to something, you don't let your excuses get in the way. And if you're ready for a commitment, then you'll immediately arrange your personal circumstances so that your lifestyle totally supports your commitment. So it's important to first start with a commitment. And this means, Rick, you've got to have some self-discipline. And I see discipline as the ability to carry out a resolution long after the mood or the enthusiasm has left you.
Yeah, and that's so important because after a while, it's sort of the same old thing, and it's pretty difficult. It's pretty easy to say, okay, I've done this now for a couple of weeks. What's a day off or 2 days off? The key to that is a commitment. Once you make a solid commitment, you're basically with the program on an ongoing long-term basis.
That's absolutely right. And this segues well into tip two, and that is to be consistent.
Yes.
Because repetition is the key to mastery, and lack of it is the road to failure. And you and I have talked about this before, Rick, about how ages ago, Ben Franklin once said, whatever you do for 21 days will make or break a habit. So keep in mind that it takes at least 21 days for your mind and body to create a new habit and stop resisting. And during this time, the 21 days, remind yourself that for these consecutive days, you're going to stick with your new exercise program. So I always say start with that. That will help to establish a new habit. And if you skip a day within the 21 days, you've got to start back over at day one. But no one's saying you've got to do this for a year or 6 months. Most people can commit and stick to a program of 21 days. And after 21 days, you'll actually be feeling so good and feel so motivated that you'll want to work out every day after that.
Yeah. Do you hit the point where this is not sort of, you know, a nuisance? I have to do this. I've got to go. Excuse me. I'm going to go exercise for an hour because I have to. To the point where, no, the first thing I'm planning late afternoon is my exercise routine, and I'll fit everything else around that. Do we get to the point where we don't want to give up that exercise regime that we're on, regimen?
You absolutely do, because you start, you know, looking in the mirror and seeing how you look, and the clothes fit better, and you have more energy, and you sleep better, and you've lost weight, and people are commenting on how great you look. So, of course, you'll want to continue it after that, because you feel fantastic.
You're listening to This Week in America, our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Our guest back in the program is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. We're talking about exercise motivation, 15 surefire tips to enjoy, enrich, and energize your workouts. The video version of this program is at our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can look for the video icon there, YouTube, and you'll be able to watch the program on video. This is part one. Part two will be on next week, where we'll finish up the list. We talked about making the commitment, being consistent. This is so important, I believe, clearly defining your fitness goals. Talk about the key to that and the fact that we really need to be realistic as we're doing this.
Yeah, that's right. And you want to make both short and long-term goals. The short-term goals are important because with them, you become immediately involved with the life process. Short-term goals are fairly easy to reach, you know, and then you receive reinforcement for your intentions. You're rewarded for your positive action, and this creates a positive mental attitude. It builds confidence, tends to neutralize failure patterns that are imprinted in your subconscious mind. So let's say perhaps you've just started walking or running, and you want to, let's say your goal would be to run a 10K race, maybe in 6 months. Whatever is important to you, write it down on paper. And just because your goals are on paper doesn't mean that they can't be changed at some point. So write down your goals.
Number four is reaffirm your fitness goals on a daily basis. Talk about the importance of doing that reaffirmation. And I think you touched on that because I wrote them down 2 weeks ago, my situation's changed, I can go back and modify it.
Yes, and I say write them out and post them where you can see them every day, like maybe on the refrigerator door or the bathroom mirror. And as you achieve your goals, you set new ones. And in addition to this concise list of goals, make another list for how you're going to achieve your goals. So let me get even more specific than I did in the last tip. Let's say you've been jogging for 6 months and now you're up to 4 miles, four times a week. One of your goals might be to run a 10K race in a month, maybe a marathon in a year, and to increase your strength and lose inches. So then you map out a jogging program that gradually increases your mileage weekly, that has some great weight training in the program, and you'll find that when you have this in front of you, these goals, short and long term, and a plan of how to do it in front of you every day, then you remember it, and it's like you recommit every day. If you just put them in a desk drawer and don't see them, it's out of sight, out of mind, and it's easy to get sidetracked.
So basically, every day you can do that reaffirmation visually as you're looking to see what you've got and everything that you've got posted. And you talk about keeping track of your daily progress. Talk about that and the importance of that, and what happens when we have a day when we don't make any progress, because sometimes mentally that can play on us.
That's right. You know, in one of the rooms of my home, maybe this is too much info, but I have displayed on a wall a large year-at-a-glance calendar, and I have to do that because I get invited to give talks often a year in advance, and sometimes longer. But on that calendar, I also write down my workouts every day. Now, you could do this in your weekly or your monthly calendar. You don't have to have a year at a glance. But I do that because it's highly motivating, and I get to see over the past weeks and months all that I've accomplished in my workouts. And on those days, I don't feel so motivated to work out. I look at the calendar and realize I don't want to ruin my track record with too many non-workout days. So consider keeping some type of fitness diary.
Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on today's program, Exercise Motivation, 15 Surefire Tips to Enjoy, Enrich, and Energize Your Workouts. We've got a couple more that we're going to do in this program. Next week, we'll pick up with part two. This one, I think, is they're all crucial, but this one, share your fitness goals with a friend. That sort of takes your commitment to a different level, doesn't it? Once you verbalize it to someone else who's going to be sort of watching to see if you live up to that.
That's right. And I've always found it beneficial to confide in a friend or friends and tell them my goals for training, maybe I want to lose weight. Because oftentimes, Rick, it's easy to let yourself down and break commitment, but it's harder to get off course when a caring, supportive friend is checking up to see how you're progressing. But make sure it's a nice, trusted friend with whom you feel comfortable, and not someone who will bring up your slipbacks, and you will have some at the next office party.
It's interesting because we're looking for somebody to, again, an affirmation. They're a support for us. They're also a motivating factor for us. Be realistic is point number seven, the last one we're going to talk about in the program today. And I touched on that earlier. How important is it not to exceed our abilities when we're sitting down and putting those goals together? I'm going to run in a 10K. That's probably never going to happen. So I really shouldn't put that down, should I?
Well, let's talk about this. You don't want you don't want to set yourself up to fail. So let's just say you've started a walking program and maybe you're up to 2 miles nonstop. So you don't want to make one of your goals to run a marathon at the end of the month. That wouldn't be realistic. Now, I'm not suggesting that it's impossible. I, more than anybody else, I believe in miracles, but it would definitely take a miracle for a typical person to get in shape for a marathon that quickly, and part of staying motivated to exercise is staying injury-free. So setting your goals will help you be realistic. And I always say make 3 lists of goals, one to cover the next month, and these can be changed daily or weekly, one for the next 6 months, and these you might change monthly, and one to cover the entire year, and these might change quarterly.
You know, and it's interesting, when I asked that question, I think you're going to say you can undersell too, right? Don't sell yourself short. Just thinking, okay, my goal is to, I'm going to walk to the garage in the morning instead of take the golf cart. We really need to expand that a little bit and push us as well, correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. There's this funny joke that says something like this, that I've signed up and I joined a gym and I've been a member for 4 months, and I haven't lost any weight. Obviously, you have to show up. and you do have to show up. And again, I always say, if you're not very motivated to work out, start with that 21-day agreement at the beginning. And then you'll be more motivated after 21 days because you'll see such changes in your body that you'll feel absolutely terrific.
Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program. A couple minutes left. All the information is available at her website, which is susansmithjones.com. And congratulations are in order, coming out very soon. A new book, Invest in Yourself with Exercise. Information is available at the website. And from what I've seen in the book, there are really a lot of great tips in there. Tips we've talked about in the program today, a lot more tips that you give during the course of writing the book. Talk about that, because this is really going to help a lot of people.
Yeah, it's all about the ABCs of exercise. You can find it at my website. But I cover in detail, and it's full color, by the way, with beautiful photos. And you know, I taught students, staff, and faculty at UCLA how to be healthy and fit for 30 years. So this book gives all of my best information that I've shared worldwide for decades about overall high-level wellness, how to get the most from your workouts, ways to stay motivated to exercise in much more detail than we're discussing today, tips to prevent boredom, burnout, and injury, the best exercises to look younger, bolster energy, and lose weight, and of course, this is always important because I'm asked this constantly, how to fight excess fat by mastering your metabolism. I even have a chapter all about how to incorporate prayer walking to or prayer hiking to enhance your mental and spiritual health. And I even cover how to turn your dreams into reality and the power of choice. So it's all in my new book, which is Invest in Yourself with Exercise. And you can find details about the book. You can read the foreword. You can see the cover. And it's all at susansmithjones.com.
And I've had a chance to look at the book, and there's so much information in there. We're just scratching the surface on the program today. We're talking about exercise motivation, 15 surefire tips to enjoy, enrich, and energize your workouts with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Information, of course, available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.